The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So connecting with how you are in this moment. Just opening to kind of, it's almost like taking inventory, just check in. Open to receiving how this being is in this moment. How's the body? Is there tension or ease in the body? Maybe ease in some parts and tension in other parts. Just kind of taking in how the body is. And how are you in the mind? Is the mind settled, calm, agitated, wanting something to be happening, not wanting something to be happening? And again, just seeing if you can, without judgment, without opinion, this is how it is right now. Maybe there's tiredness or restlessness. Or maybe there's just a kind of an ease. And having taken in, kind of just check in how you are, it can be helpful to, at starting in a meditation, to kind of orient to any place where there might be tension held in the body and seeing if there can be a relaxation of that tension. Maybe relaxing the face, the neck, the shoulders. Relaxing the arms and hands. Relaxing the chest and upper back. The stomach, abdomen. Lower back and hips. The legs, the feet. And sometimes it can be fun to play a little bit with relaxation, and rather than trying to do the relaxation or consciously releasing places, just kind of take in your body as a whole and just drop in, just kind of with a little request into the body and mind. May the body relax. And see what happens. Sometimes, if there's even a little bit of relaxation, that request will kind of attune and the body and mind can respond by supporting relaxation, maybe in ways that you might not have even been aware there were areas, there were tense. May the body relax. May the body relax. If that phrase doesn't resonate for you, sometimes it's kind of like asking your system, hey system, do you know how to relax? Can you show me how to relax? And also maybe the mind can relax. Sometimes Gill suggests the image or the analogy of as if the brain were a muscle, maybe the brain can relax. From whatever relaxation is available for you in this moment, and maybe more or less, it's okay, however it is. Just turning the attention to the experience of body. And attuning to whatever is obvious in the field of body experience. What's here? How is the body showing up right now? The body is a kind of a receiver of sensation, but also it speaks to our system. It communicates with us. So what is the body saying? What is the body offering? Sensations, contact points where there's pressure, perhaps your feet, your hands touching, your hips contacting. Maybe the breath, the experience of breathing. This aspect of physical experience is a process, a changing dynamic experience. It's not stable. It's shifting, changing. And so in the receiving of the body sensation, can there be a receiving of the different sensations? Sometimes one may come to the fore and then another. Maybe a breath for a few moments and then a pressure, a contact point. Maybe hearing. Hearing can be very receptive. Our ears are designed as receivers. Airwaves contact the eardrum. And very naturally, hearing happens. We don't have to do hearing. We're relaxed and available, hearing will be known. The sound of my voice, probably pretty easily known. Maybe sound in your environment, distant sounds or hums or more obvious sounds. And there's this field of body sensation. Seeing if your eyes are open, perhaps, some of you. That too is, you can kind of settle back and rather than looking, just taking in, seeing. So our bodies have these senses. Sight, sound, smell, taste, touch. Physical body receives information. Meditating, some of our main senses in meditating are hearing and sensing, maybe seeing. And so just exploring this physical experience as it's happening, your human physical experience. Another set of experiences that are going on all the time, along with our physical experience, our mental experiences, moods, emotions, thoughts. Maybe just taking in for a moment, if you can, touch into what kind of mood may be present right now. Calm or agitation. Liking or not liking. Wanting something, not wanting something. The processes of body and the processes of mind, they're distinct, but they affect each other. Sometimes a body process, something happening in our body, the sound of my voice, a physical sensation, might be pleasant or unpleasant, and there might be a liking or not liking around a body experience. Body experience can condition or shape our mind. Sometimes we can see this. At this point, just take in the words. You don't have to look for anything. By just taking this in, it's possible you might begin to notice some of these correlations, these connections, a body sensation and a response to it in the mind. You don't have to stop the response in the mind. Just recognizing, oh, there's that sensation and there's a liking of it. Or that one and an aversion to it. It's okay. Just knowing that. Awareness of aversion is a very different thing than being averse. Sometimes we can also notice something happening in the mind. Maybe a memory comes up kind of seemingly out of the blue. A thought comes up in the mind. Maybe the mind wanders a little bit with that, gets caught in that, thinks about it a little bit. That is a mental process that's happening. And when you become aware of that mental process of thinking, for instance, you might be curious about how has that thinking shaped my experience? It's quite common for the mind and thought to maybe go into or stumble into a particular emotion. So the thought may shape an emotion. That emotion may then in turn affect the body, create some tension or pressure or heat. So these processes of body and mind affect each other. But at this point, just connecting with what's here, what's obvious, connecting with the breath if that's most comfortable for you. And being with your experience. Let go of the words that I've offered for the meditation and just be with your experience. This is how it is right now. And this is how the body is. And this is how the mind is.